Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, a campaign by publicans for a massive reduction in VAT rates on the sale of alcohol in pubs has been criticised as irresponsible and potentially causing further harm to public health. The publicans are lobbying for VAT rates to be reduced from 23 to 9% to help the trade cope with the fallout from the coronavirus. Now, this is, of course, the first weekend of pubs reopening. They'll be under considerable pressure to maintain the social distancing requirements attached to their resumption of trade. I'm joined by Pádraig Cribb, who's Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, and by Eunan McKinney, who's Head of Communications and Advocacy with Alcohol Ireland. What exactly, Pádraig Cribb, are you looking for with this campaign on VAT, and why are you looking for it?
Well, good evening, Mary. Essentially, what we're looking for is a reduction in VAT on alcohol sold in the on-trade, which is pubs, restaurants and hotels. It's not about alcohol in the off-trade in supermarkets. And up until very recently, it was felt this wasn't possible. But under changes to EU VAT directives, this is now possible, and it's been put in place in places like Spain, Italy and Cyprus. And I think, in fairness, Alcohol Action Ireland have got this one wrong. It's not about reduction in alcohol prices. The pub trade will be looking, when they start up fully, at reduced capacity to about 50%. From a capacity point of view, then there will be no festivals, tourism, etc. So this is actually a stimulus for publicans so that they can remain viable while social distancing is in place. And it is an emergency measure. It is one that is seriously required so that pubs can trade with some level of hope of getting through this crisis. It's not about creating cheap alcohol. That's not the game we're in. It's about helping the 7,100 businesses around the country who employ 50,000 people and another 20,000 indirectly. It's about giving them a viable future.
All right. Eunan McKinney, have you got this one wrong?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think what we were stating from the outset of this was the fact that the idea that the Vintners Association would be seeking support or subsidy from the public purse in relation to the sale of alcohol, and that, you know, at a time when public policy seeks to have less alcohol sold and better health outcomes because of the alcohol-related harms, that, you know, perhaps this seems to be an irrational idea that we would make a subsidy to the alcohol sellers of alcohol.
Do you see it like that?
There are better ways of doing this.
Could you look at this from the point of view of the survival of the pub trade, given that their doors have been closed now for 4 months?
Yeah, and I completely understand the significant challenges that are presented to all businesses, especially those where turnover, like in the pubs, where turnover has largely disappeared and many people have lost their jobs. I don't dismiss that for a second. What I'm just arguing is that the context of actually subsidising the alcohol industry, perhaps it would be better that rather than the public purse funding subsidised alcohol, that perhaps maybe the alcohol industry would look to resolve the cost of sales and the liquidity issues that perhaps the publicans have. Like Diageo and Heineken, for example, sit on nearly 3 billion cash. Perhaps they could use some of those vast revenues to assist the publicans at this time.
Well,
rather than the publicans looking to the public purse,
who has
to fund a public health crisis.
Pádraig, what do you think of that? That perhaps there could be some way that the big drinks brands could be able to give your industry a dig out?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that Eunan refers to better health outcomes. He seems to be oblivious to the fact that over the last 4 months, there has been a surge in home drinking because pubs weren't opened. And that surge in home drinking led to a 25% increase in domestic violence. Not my figures from the Gardaí. So if Eunan sees that as a better health outcome, then he's coming from a different angle than I am. And if I go back to the point that you raised, I think the suppliers have been very supportive of the trade over the last 4 months. There were hundreds of thousands of kegs of beer and stout taken back from the trade, and the suppliers have been supportive and will continue to be supportive, no doubt. But, you know, the reality is that, as I said, there are 50,000 jobs at stake here. There are another 20,000 indirect jobs, and they need to be supported. And those jobs and those people are as much entitled to support as anybody in any other sector.
And Eunan McKinney, you know, that point about the pub provides, I suppose, some element of a controlled environment for drinking. I was looking at figures, Pori Quibben quotes some there, but in just 4 weeks up to April after the lockdown, we spend something like 158 million on alcohol.
Oh, yeah. And that was all
outside of the pub industry.
Yeah, and at one point there was like an over 90% increase in relation to the off-sales trade. And we, at the time, and have continued to campaign against that because we see the measures like minimum unit pricing were introduced from the Public Health Alcohol Act would assist that. And indeed, not only that, but over the last number of weeks, we have also supported the vintners by saying that we consistently support the idea of a safe and phased reopening of the premises because we are acutely aware of the evidence that's coming from that unrestrained home drinking and the damage that that is causing. But the idea again, I go back to the idea again, the idea that the public purse would subsidise the sale of alcohol at a time when we're trying to reduce the levels of alcohol seems to me an irrational thought. And Pádraig is right. Of course he's entitled to the same as everybody else. That's why publicans and their employees are getting the wage subsidy scheme. That is why they're asking for a rates holiday. That is why they're continuing to campaign, as they have every year, for an excise duty, which is part of this campaign, by the way, Mary, as well. They're looking for a 15% reduction in excise duties, as Pádraig said in the Dáil on Tuesday. So like, they can't have it every way.
But here's something else, Eunan.
The fundamental irrational point seems to stand.
Eunan, around, you know, controlling alcohol. We have a Public Health Act. It was brought in 2018. It outlaws minimum unit pricing. It hasn't commenced. Do you know why?
Well, a lot of the measures are undoubtedly complex, but they are the law of the land. I would argue that perhaps once the major hurdle of actually getting the legislation passed was that there was some degree of inertia that followed in relation to actually developing the key recommendations and implementing those measures. Now, having said that, the new government in the programme for government have outlined a firm commitment to the implementation of the Act.
Are you campaigning to have it implemented and implemented immediately?
We certainly are. In every statement we have done, and we obviously lobbied all the political parties that were parties of the government negotiations to ensure that minimum unit pricing was put forward and put in place in relation to the commitments from that programme for government. So we would expect to see that implemented immediately, and it would resolve a lot of the problems, indeed, that Pádraig has, because it would actually put a curb on the massive amount of sales that are going through the offline.
If you don't get a break, a VAT break, Pádraig Quibben, what state is the pub industry in now? I'm just thinking in my own area where I live, I've been told of two or three pubs that may not reopen.
I think the reality is that there's 50,000 jobs at stake here. If there is not a stimulus in some shape or form, primarily we think that the right avenue to do this is through VAT. There is the possibility that up to half of the pubs might not open. So you actually could have a figure of 20-odd thousand people losing their jobs. And in actual fact, if you look at the cost of what we're talking about here, and bear in mind that we're talking about this until the end of December 2020. So it's really for a five-month period. Mm. So and that's a one-off. So the return on that investment, the downside is you've 20,000 people go out of work. That's going to cost a massive amount in terms of social welfare, in terms of foregone income tax, in terms of foregone rates. So that's one side of the balance sheet. The other side of the balance sheet is that what we're looking for is a one-off for 5 months. On the other side, those jobs are permanently lost, and that's a permanent loss to the exchequer.
Why is the restaurant industry not supporting you?
The restaurant industry are essentially looking for a VAT reduction as well. I think we're all looking for the same type of stimulus package. There might be different emphasis on one versus the other.
Okay. Parik, before we go, I just want to talk to you. Since the reopening earlier this week of the pubs, there are several stories now of pubs that are not providing the €9 hot meal, not limiting people's time, not keeping to social distancing. What is your position on that?
Our position is very clear. I think, first of all, from all of the evidence we have, the vast majority of outlets are complying with the guidelines. We're very clear that any outlet that is not complying with the guidelines should be and are flagrantly breaching those guidelines should be shut down and shut down forthwith. The guidelines are there to protect the public, to protect the employees, and indeed there are many pubs that are not open as of yet, and we believe that the actions of a very small few could. They're jeopardising their own business, and if they want to do that, that's fine. We do not believe it's good enough that they should jeopardise other people's businesses.
Are you clear on how the measures are being policed? Who's doing the inspections of pubs adhering to the guidelines? Who would close them down?
Well, I think therein lies part of the problem, that there has been a little bit of pass the parcel among the regulatory authorities. Our understanding is that there are two options here. The first one is the HSA, as we understand it, the Health and Safety Authority have that power. And secondly, the Gardaí have the power, if they are unhappy with what is happening, that they can object to the renewal of licences come September. And that's the ultimate sanction, because that effectively puts somebody out of business.
But they would have to wait until it comes into court and up for renewal. And of course, that could be appealed and that you get bogged down in litigation and so on.
I think the important thing is that the public have a part to play, and I'm not in any way trying to push the blame for a small number of people, and I do accept that they're there. So our view is they should be closed and closed immediately.
Should it be clearer, Eunan McKinney?
It should be clearer, and I think probably the Gardaí have a role in the context of that, because obviously the Inspector of the Guards would be involved in the renewal of licences, and obviously they would be taking into account the behaviour of the publicans over this period. And we've seen, and certainly on social media, a number of public houses where there has been some difficulty in relation to people queuing in that matter. But obviously, you know, I mean, I think these sort of businesses are doing their best. They're obviously trying to reopen their premises as safely and as carefully as possible, but we just need to be mindful again of the public health crisis that we're facing, and that really public houses are an exact place where sadly the virus would run fairly rampantly, you know.
All right, Eunan McKinney from Alcohol Ireland, Pádraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you both.